In 2023, the archives uncovered a very unique photograph collection documenting an important event in Trail's history. On July 19, 1919, the community hosted a peace celebration, a full day of events celebrating the victorious allies of the Great War, the battles of which ended in November 1918. The end of the fighting that fall was a unique time in history, as most of the Western world was battling their own wars at home. The influenza outbreak. At the time, the newspaper reported at least 1,000 cases in Trail alone in November 1918. While the city celebrated a rather demure end to the fighting in 1918, they would have certainly relished Kaiser Wilhelm II's abdication, announced on November 9, 1918. It was made not by him, but his generals, after which he fled to Holland. The German Emperor's role in perpetuating the war was largely vilified in Allied media. Many Allied soldiers remained in Europe on garrison duty while details of the war's end were developed. In fact, the true end of the war came on June 28, 1919, exactly 5 years after the assassination of Austro-Hungarian Archduke Franz Ferdinand, with the signing of the Treaty of Versailles. In it, Germany was largely held responsible for the perpetuation of the war. Trail officials planned an eventful program that would take place 3 weeks later, as more and more servicemen returned home from Europe. It started with a parade featuring float representations of Allied countries, Britain, Canada, Belgium, France, Italy, and the United States. It also included a series of service clubs, the Smelter, City Council, the Red Cross, and civic bands. There was even a replica Whippet tank, like those used by the British Army, designed by local architect Archie Broderick. The most unique element to the parade was its anchor. The committee built an effigy of the Kaiser, a man-sized figure locked in a stockade with the phrase, "Beast of Berlin," emblazoned on the structure. Following the parade through the streets, the effigy was moved to a gallows erected in Butler Park. The images are rather shocking by contemporary values, although the effigy was intentionally cartoonish. But the world was tired and angry. In fact, the parade marshal, Jack McKinnon, addressed the crowd in an impassioned speech, denouncing the Kaiser's war crimes and lamenting that the Treaty of Versailles made no provision for the Kaiser's comeuppance. The paper wrote, "At the conclusion of his remarks, the effigy of Wilhelm was escorted to the platform by Privates Jensen and Schofield, while Corp. McClim and Private Duncan also mounted guard to prevent his escape. The rope was adjusted, the signal given, and the body of Mr. Hohenzollern hung suspended mid-air. After lunch, a delegation of young Canadians decided that Bill's scaffold might be in the way of the ball game, and after giving the effigy of His Majesty a good pummeling, dragged it to the bridge and committed the remains to the care of the Columbia." At last accounts, the Kaiser was still continuing on his journey toward Uncle Sam's domains. The remainder of the day was spent with speeches of gratitude, games, races, films at both the Liberty and Star Theaters, a card game sponsored by the Great War Veterans Association, and dances at Swartz Hall, where City Hall is, and the old Colombo Lodge in the Gulch. In this image, the parade entries are lined up at Butler Park, including the Whippet tank at far right. Over 20 entries paraded from the Colombo Lodge in the Gulch, down Bay Avenue, over the old bridge, and concluding at Butler Park. The Kaiser never did face trial for his role in supporting the war and propelling Germany into it, only ceremonially here in Trail and likely many other Allied communities. He died in June 1941, still a staunch monarchist, but whose social and moral views still aligned with those of fascist party of the time. Sarah Benson Lord manages the Trail Museum and Archives and Visitor Center.